Can I whisper? I want you to understand this. I want you to understand God. Your ID document in heaven matches the number of your hair. That's the reason why the Bible says God knows you by the number of your hair. He knows you by your ID. Have you ever been to a spooky place? You'll see, even if you've cut off your hair, you will feel your hair going like, shh. Have you ever been there? How many are saying, have you ever been in a spooky place? Haven't you had your hair going like, shh? It's not a sensation. It's not a feeling. It's an alarm to the Father, born again or not, that baby, my ID. It's a tracker. God left a tracker. You know, I've never had any scientist, you know, discovering about this in a spooky place. I was with Dr. Harry the other day. We were in one place there. You know, he's a white man. You think because I'm an African, we love animals. We don't love those things. It's only you white people who love those things. You don't love those things. It's either we kill and eat them or we just run away. Well, there was this rhino. You remember the rhino issue? Have you told them about the rhino issue? Yeah? This rhino just on our car. I looked at the window and said, this one does not know me. I will jump on the tree because there's a proverb. The petty proverb, you know. Whenever you see a rhino, you climb the tree. Oh, I looked at Dr. Harry. Harry was like, oh, rhino. This thing. This thing will sort us. Where did you end again? When I go out with him, I don't like the animal part. Do you recall when we went to Kruger National Park? I was praying in tongues. Kevin was just like, look at it, baby. Look at it. And I was just saying, oh, Father, if it eats them, I'll be the survivor here. That's why people will be eaten. And we went to a crocodile. You remember that crocodile river? And I sat like this. They said, hey! I said, hey, why? They said, don't look like this. Look at them. I realized, oh, do you have crocodiles in there? They said, yes. Don't sit and look like it will attack you. Look at them like this. White people and they are animals. These things, if you can know there's a crocodile there. Well, let's come back to us. Now, I've never seen any scientist to research this spooky on the hair. It only happens when you get scared or you feel uncomfortable. You are in an uncomfortable phase and your hair will go like, shoo. Don't be moved when we black calls ourselves by the name of animals. We are afraid of those things. I know I'm from elephants. I'm an elephant. We once saw Eden. I started praying in tongues. Let's come back to us. Your ID document, it's in the kingdom of heaven. And it's in a place in heaven called the Lamb's Book of Life. It's a place. It's not just a book. It's a place with angels administratively waiting. And it connects to your head. Let's come back to you. You're going to know who Christ is. You will flow easily. And you don't have to force yourself to prayer. You will miss Him because you know Him. You know, what we did was to trigger human effort. You had to pray. You had to read the Word. You had to force yourself. But I believe after this service, you'll realize, I must just do something to know Jesus. There's this exciting thing. I want to know Him better. Now I know Judas Iscariot. And for decades, if not centuries, Judas Iscariot was a bad man in church. Is it not true? That's not who he was. He did all that for Satan not to know Because if he should have known, can I minister to you guys? There are people in here who are going to know Christ on a dimension that Christ will even come out of their body and take them to heaven. There are such people. He's not going to come from heaven. Agarilena, you were taught that Christ, when you think Christ appeared, is because Christ is from heaven coming down to check you. No, he's not going to do that. He's going to come out from your body, take you to heaven, and sit down and teach you. He's a great but simple teacher. The last time Christ took me, that's how he does. He comes out from your body and take you. And when he comes out, he doesn't come out alone. He comes out with Holy Spirit. And it normally happens when a believer dies. Where's Christ? Where's Holy Spirit? Where's the throne of Christ? Where's the entire system of the kingdom? In you. And then, what happens when a person who's born again dies? They have a short caucus that this thing is hating him. Holy Spirit and Christ have a caucus about you. He's hating, he's bleeding. And it looks like no one has a revelation of our healing and deliverance. Let's take you home. Go to hospices, they will tell you. Those people, when they die, they do like this. They raise their hands like this before they die. And they stop eating. Like they are seeing an exciting place they are going to. Christ comes out of the body. And you just look at him and say, honey, let's go home. And you don't travel for a long time to heaven. It's like it's one step, you disappear, you're in heaven. You know why? Because you are here and there. It's not only physics. There's physical signs of possibilities that says people can be living in one place and another. The Bible says you are seated with Christ in the heavenlies. Now, what amazes angels is this. When they go to your house, they see you sleeping. When they go to heaven, they find you seated. Is it not confusing? That's what confuses angels. And they see the greatness of God in this. That, you know, God loves a person. And you know what? They don't just see you in heaven. They see you on the influential side of heaven called the right hand side of the Father. That's the most influential side of heaven. And that's where fun is. The side of the Father is an organized one. It's like your Praetorian. It's an administrative. The side of Jesus is like Joburg. That's where fun is. Can I beg it up with scripture so that you understand it? I want you to understand it right on the realms of pleasure. The Bible says, he's seated on the right hand side of the Father where there are many pleasures. There are... How old are you? At your age, boys from his age, they don't take deception. If somebody teaches him on what heaven is, he's not going to like to die. Because he'll think heaven is where you wear long dresses and get bored the whole day, and the sun doesn't rise nor set, and you're just there and singing glory, glory, out of style, out of fashion, with dresses that don't, you know. That's why young people don't want to die. The section of Christ, the right hand side of the Father, that's where there are many pleasures. Take it out for me. I want to close with it. The right hand side of the Father, where there are many pleasures. Too many pleasures. You want to know why the devil has established his kingdom on pleasure? How many of you want to know why? Satanic pleasure, parties and everything. He was once in heaven. He knew the right hand side where there are many pleasures. Huh? Psalm 16 verse 11, take it to the board. There are many pleasures, such that if you can go to that section of heaven, the right hand side of the Father, where Christ is, you'll take a gun and finish it off, because you want to join the party there. 16? Yes. You will show me the path of life in your presence, in fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Pleasures, not pleasure. Pleasures. Many people don't want to go to heaven thinking they are going to miss a rugby match. You see, there's something beyond rugby that fight. Huh? Do you see this? Now, there's a section where Christ teaches his people. The last time he was decoding to me, one-on-one, was the teaching on a prodigal son. You know what Christ was saying to me? Adjust your attitude on people who left me to join the kingdom of darkness, being pastors, sold their souls to the devil. He said, I don't want you to condemn them. I'm sending you back. You are going to take them all back. And he started to show me demonic spirits wearing black and white suits, controlling many charismatic churches. And they've got their main demonic power in Vatican. That's where many men of God were forced to buy, to sell their souls to the devil and trade with the church. And then now Christ said, let's go back to the parable of the prodigal son. What did I say about it? I said, you said the prodigal son asked his father his portion. And he took his portion with and left the family to a far, far place. He said, give me. He said, many people who joined the kingdom of darkness went and said, give me. I'm living with my anointing. I'm living with my gifting. And I'm surrendering the church to the devil. And Christ said, in these last days, I want you to understand that even those who betrayed me must come back according to the prodigal son. He said, when he was there, he remembered home. He was hungry. He even craved eating with pigs, eating pig meal. He never ate. He only craved pig meal because the piggery shows what? The demonic presence. And then later, he was brought back home. What did the father do? He threw him a party. Gave him a dress and a ring. Covenant was renewed and restored. Now, you got to understand, where are we going to? Why are we remnants? Why are we this few? We are hunters of the prodigal. And you know, Christ moved me. I used to think, is this serious man who will say, Abe, my son, this is what I'm going to tell you. Should you mess up with me, I will chop your head off, son. No, it's not like that. He's full of vibe. He is a man you can relate with, you can relate to. He will even make you forget this is the King of Kings. You'll only behave like you're confused. Yes. And they will make you feel out like, what are you doing? You see? One last thing for us to move with Christ is to move out of this, how do I call it? The Harabasha confusion. You see? You always feel like the spirit. Rabada. That's what makes many not to see Christ, because Christ doesn't like people who will use his presence to oppress others. You watch people who say, I met Christ. They say it such that they will make you feel they are closer to Him than you. He doesn't like that. He reveals Himself to you so that you glorify Him. So simple. I recall I was playing an Andre Crouch song, I Just Wanna Know You, by Andre Crouch, the whole day. He played it there and sang. Wow. Why? I'm confused. Is that him? It's him. And then, why is he singing that song? Does he know it? And I joined and sang. And we sat down and he started teaching the word on the prodigal son and my assignment on the prodigal son. You know, it was so beautiful. And he's a good singer. But I was asking myself, and there was this caretaker angel that works with me. I asked him, how does he know that gospel song by Andre Crouch, I Just Wanna Know You, I Just Wanna Sit at Your Feet so that you teach me who you are. And he said, there's no new gospel music on earth. We release it here first. And then angels will sing it. Any available gospel artist, they will start whispering it to him for him to write it. You know, he's so simple. He doesn't look like the Pope. He doesn't look like, he doesn't perform those boring rituals. Have you seen the Pope? What is he doing all throughout? He turns his cross upside down. The cross will not work. The cross will not work. Upside down. The cross will not work. Christ is not a religious. He's got vibe. He's vibrant. He's cool. He's cool. And he wants to meet you. But the Bible says what? Why don't you want to meet him? Why can't you meet him? Why you may die without meeting him in your living years? You want to know why? Because he's not yet formed. The Bible says what? Until Christ is formed in you, not in heaven. He's not yet formed. He's in you, but it's not yet formed. That's why you can't see him. Why do I fast for the whole year without food? He's addictive. Once you have an encounter with him, you look for another one. And then he unfolds himself like you are watching an episode that you don't want it to end. Why am I sharing this thing? I want to stimulate you to move to the other side. And one last thing. Stop studying demons. There's more to knowing the kingdom of heaven. There are different kinds of angels, cherubs, creatures that you don't even know. I'm done. May he be formed in you. May he be formed in you. May you receive a revelation that will cause him to be formed in you. Receive that grace. May he be formed in you. May he just say, Jesus, be formed in me until your fullness manifest in me. Receive that grace. Be formed in me. Be formed in me. Be formed in me. Be formed, Holy Spirit, be formed in me. I'm not looking for you in Jerusalem. I'm not looking for you in heaven. Be formed in me until you reach a saturated maturity where you will come forth to greet me, to talk to me, to give me my assignment. Receive that grace. Why don't you see angels? Why can't you see angels? You can't, because they can't manifest until their king is formed in you. Why did I share about Judas Iscariot and Christ that way? I want him to be formed in you. And you'll easily flow in his system. God bless you. I believe there's just something here. There's just an impartation to know him better. And there's just an impartation to grow in him. Don't disappoint death. Don't see him before. Don't see him when you die. See him in your living years. You know what Christ yearns for right now? He wants to reveal himself to you. But you are going to talk stories after that. You! And stories. Pinocchio story. You remember the Pinocchio? You're going to start, you know, the Lord appeared before me. And you know, I saw him coming. And I said, Jesus, it was so beautiful. Praise the Lord. Prachtig. And when I do the prachtig, those prachtig things, Christ will be so bored. How did I do this to him? I will never go back again. And if you are a charismatic preacher, you will start saying, you know, if you can give Nambriyasaka $1,000, you will see him more. Plant your seed. We are confused. Aren't we? That's why we must come back and teach basics as if they don't know basics. I know they know Judas, they know Jesus, but I had to reaffirm basics. He'll be formed. Immediately when he's formed, he's going to take you through paces. He's going to introduce. Holy Spirit will start it. Your Bible will change. When you open up your Bible, he will start revealing who he is. Who he is. And until he's formed. When he's formed, he will reveal himself. Hi, how are you, A.B.? And it looks like he knew you all along. He'll shock you. He's not this kind of a person who'll say, yes, son, worship me first. He's not a mafia. He's a gentle giant. And he will teach you. He will start talking to you. How many of you love swimming? How many of you love swimming? I pray you ask him to swim with you. He'll outswim you. You'll be so shocked. How many wants to swim with him? In his river. Not in a swimming pool. In his river, called the river of life. Once you come out of there, the wet becomes alive. How many wants to party with him? There's a section of many parties. There are too many parties that even the devil, the Bible classifies them. Sorry. The Bible says, when one sinner receives Christ, angels do what? Angels throws a party. You don't know. When you think this gudu are earthly things, gada! Who? It is in Christ. Who is that one? Freaky is born again. Who is Freaky? Oh, Freaky from the Merve. He's born again. And then your caretaker angel will be so excited that I'm leaving heaven. I'm going to take care of Freaky. Oh, Freaky. Oh, Freaky. Oh, Freaky. Many people think heaven is just this, you know, sweet by and by, Confucianist dressing on white. Oh, it's nice there. Oh, Freaky. Oh, Freaky. Oh, Freaky. Oh, Freaky. And the angel will be given a scroll to go meet Freaky. Oh, Freaky. Oh, Freaky. Unfortunately, there's no balance in church. It will take Freaky 15 years to figure out what I'm teaching. While I was on fasting, I was reviewing our prophecies, Bolivia prophecies that you wrote. And one of the things was for them to go deeper, in a deeper relationship that never was. You can't pray with me. And it's not because I'm prayerful. No, I'm not prayerful. I saw him on a different light. Even when I pray, I don't know. In Afrikaans, what is that thing? Is it not Biden? Yeah, Biden! Oh, Biden, get hold of me. Is there anybody saying, I want to know him better? I want to know him. Come. I want to know him. I just want to sit at his feet. I want to grow in his revelation. There's an impartation for that. There's a special grace for that. His word must come alive. Verses must come alive. Come. If you're saying, I'm enough. I told him, before I knew him, you know what I said? I'm getting bored. I want to know him. I just want to know him. I wanna sit at his feet. Daddy, come and help me. Come and help me. I wanna sit at his feet. I wanna grow in deep revelations of him. You know. Now listen. Listen. You're gonna feel. Holy Spirit has emotions, right? I wanna show you something very simple. Holy Spirit has emotions. And once you share about Jesus, how many of you want to know what excites Holy Spirit? Anybody who shares about Jesus excites him, because he will love to join you on a partnership to glorify Jesus. And then Holy Spirit releases his emotions inside your belly, where his throne is. And you get, it's exciting. You don't understand. Heaven doesn't have serious people like Elijah. Where's Moses? They are not like that. He doesn't have serious people. How are you? When did you come? When did you die? Huh? Home affairs of heaven here. When did you die? Where's this mansion? Eh? Come on, go to that office. He doesn't have people like that. They are like, they are always like there are many Trevor Noahs taking jokes. The Bible says he fills my mouth with laughter. You don't know. You don't understand this thing. Even Jesus is not the Cyril Lemon King who's always like, who's disobeying me? Who's messing up with my church? The time when he's serious is when he's seated. You know what he does? I got so scared when he taught me how to flow in power. He said, don't pray, son. Don't stand. Sit on your chair. I said, this chair, that's the reason why on earth, everyone who joins the kingdom of darkness, the devil gives him a sitting. Whether Freemasonry, Illuminati, witchcraft, they give you a position. And this position, the devil curses it, so that you forever don't connect to a sitting where you are seated with him. He said, I saw you praying like, Father, I destroy the devil. Don't do that. We sit down and give orders. You'll see when I give orders. You know, he started giving orders on other things, commanding. Angels were running like, he said, that's how you must do it. Every time when you sit on a chair, you give orders. Angels come out in all their departments to listen to you. And what attracts them to you, it's me in you. They come like they serve me. Now, there's a contagious joy that is displayed in a form of laughter. Lift up your hands like this. Holy Spirit is going to bubble that joy. That's a feeling of heaven. Who's the current rugby best player right now? Is it Mambimbi? Who's the current rugby player that gets you standing when he goes for a try? Yeah? Yes. When he goes for a try, what do? Yes, that's how heaven is. There's a section of heaven, Debbie. Section of heaven. It's a huge, never-ending stadium. Right? They call it in the Bible, in your Bible, it's written, a ground stand, a cloud of witness. Countless of people dead. Some are personalities of the Bible. They go there to cheer us up when we preach, when we share, when we face our challenges and pray. They cheer us up. The energy that comes out there goes down to you. That's where they pray. They don't pray like, oh, Father, I've left my children. I don't know that husband, whether he's married or not. They don't pray like that. They cheer you up. They cheer you up. They cheer up more than cheering. Yeah. More than cheering. Is it Mambimbi? I know Mambimbi. Who's this guy? They cheer you like the old Chester William. You remember the old Chester William? Who's this one? Yes. Brian Habana. Yes. They cheer you. You're not alone. Now, that the emotion, the tension is more than Chiefs playing Pirates. It's nothing compared to that. That's where, those are the stuffs in the right hand side of the Father, where there are many pleasures. It's so pleasurable just to go there and see people zoomed and you cheer them up to win their day-to-day victory, to preach the gospel. I feel in my spirit right now, there's a bubbling. Holy Spirit is excited that I shared about Jesus. And is starting the excitement. Receive the excitement joy, the exciting joy of the Lord. The exciting joy of the Lord. The exciting joy of the Lord. Kenneth Hagin used to pray for people to laugh. And many people did not understand, why are people laughing uncontrollably? That's the spirit in the grandstand of heaven. They laugh, they scream, they shout, they ululate, they blow whistles. And it's more than a game. It's more than a game. The other day, I was caught up with in the laughter of the spirit. Let me share this with you. I was caught up in the laughter of the Spirit. I laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed for something like 1 hour. And then after that, I was tired. My ribs were like, I said, angels, I'm going to sleep tonight. Please share the book. I did not see what was I laughing at. Can I see that? Then I slept. At night, my caretaker angel came and said, there was a demonic spirit from Jupiter before the death case of the queen. They wanted the anointing of a prophet from Polokwane. He came here in a form of a rainy storm. Now, he was looking for you. He had the lightning, but he wanted to abduct you in a form of killing you. So now, before he came, when he entered earth, your caretaker angel, my caretaker angel is the one that is written in the Bible, the one that says, the angel of the Lord, the angel of the Lord that encompass around those who fear the Lord, caused where I am to be water, caused my whole house to be a pool of water. Now, that devil was looking, he said, he even went to some people in Polokwane and asked, where do you stay, where does he stay? They said, there. He said, there's a pool there. Now, angels were laughing because he was desperately looking for me. And he called everyone and said, you see? You see what I see? They said, yes. But he stays right there. How can he stay inside the pool? Is he dead? And then later, angels executed and killed him. Now, they were laughing on how he boasted himself, on how many people he killed who were born again. And now, they were laughing that it was so fun. He looked like he lost his mind the way he was looking at you, and it's a joke. That's why we filled you up with laughter. You must know, why are you laughing? You will be laughing on an accident that is reversed. Raise up your hands. Nambriya sakatala masandara vastu. Mabababobo shtelevesendara mesto. Nakhla mas lovos televestala master. Legederevesendara mesenda. Receive the joy of the Lord. You are tired. Receive the joy of the Lord. Receive the humor of the Lord. Nabriya sava. You are tired in the spirit. You've been in one place for a long time. Receive the joy of the Lord. Receive the peace that surpasses human understanding. Receive the peace, the peace, the peace, the peace, the peace, the peace of the Lord. Receive the peace, the peace, the peace. Flow in the peace of the Lord. Na kasika kakabu shtalavastu. Lava zandara mashtolo koshekete. Lama shtolo vushtelevestu. Yamazondo, the peace of God. Ya kasika lavas lovushtelevestu. Within your belly. The rivers that are flowing, one with peace. Receive the peace, the fresh revelation, the fresh rima. Thank you, Jesus. Yakasaba Vavavoste. Lava Zondoramoste. The peace, the peace, the peace, the peace, the peace. Yava Zandaramasto. Lava Zoko Shecheleveste. Lava Zondoramoste. Lava Zandaramesto. Lava Zondoramosondolo Gutoloko Briga Sandaravasta. Lava Zanda. Lava Zugutolo Gutoloko Briga Sandra. Zugutoloko Briga Sande. Levesenda, the peace of God, the peace of God, tranquility. Until Christ is formed, till Christ is formed, till Christ is formed, till Christ is formed, till Christ is formed. Nakasa, lachalavazandara masandalavastu, yagadaravazondoro mostelevesendere mesondolo gutologo briasende. Receive the peace, the peace, the peace, the peace. The tranquility of the Most High. Lava Zandara Masondoro Gutolo Cobria Sandara Vastondo. Lava Zegedere Vizendere Masondolo Gutolo Cobria Sandara Vizogutolo Cobria Sende. Lava Zogutoro Vostere Vizendere Mestolo Gutolo Cobria Sedere Vizende. Lamandara Vasondoro Gutolo Cobria Sandara Vizende. Megedere Vizendere Masondolo Gutolo Gutolo Cobria Sende. Lava Zondoro Vizondo. Peace. We at peace. Be at peace till Christ is formed in you. Till Christ is formed in you. Ya kasava zanda. Lava zondoro mostolo gotolo gobriya sandra vizondoro motolo gobriya sende. Lava zogotoro gotolo gobriya sandra vizogotolo gobriya sontolo gobriya sende. Lava zogotoro the peace. Ya kasata. Narava satoro vosheke terevizende. Lava zandoro mostere vizondoro gotolo gobriya sandra vizondo. Lava zogotolo gobriya sandra vizondoro mosondolo gotolo gobriya sandra vizondoro moste. The peace, the peace, the peace, the peace, the peace, the peace of the Lord. Yevazendere mesondolo gotolo gobriya sende. Lava zandoro mosha. Yavazandara masoko talabazanda. Peace. Rivers, 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 rivers. Yakasa kata la kasa taravaso. Lava zandara masanda ravazondo. Nerevizondo romosondo logutolo gobrias and ravazanda. Eberias evazanda ravazende. The teacher of the word must be imparted with the word in a supernatural way. Be at peace with the Lord. Be at peace with the Lord. Nachlavas lohos taravastu. Lava zandro romosto logutolo gobrias and ravazondo romosondo. Yevizondo romoste. Levizondo romosta lavasta. Amen, 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 amen. Daddy, I think there's an outburst of Something that got lost in this church. Something got lost in this church. It must be restored. Something got lost. You know, this is what the enemy did. The enemy came in, exchanged the living for the dead. That's what the enemy did. The Lord is saying, everything will be replaced, will be placed back to its former, even more than the former, because we are challenged with an acceleration for all of them. All of them must rise in the knowledge of the Lord than never before. They are full of issues, these people. They are not full of the Word. They must go back to the Word. There's a lot in their heads. Yes, there are arguments, there are debates, there's too much. And this is disruptive to the flow of the Spirit. They've got many questions. There's just disgruntlement. I'm sensing people who are disgruntled in the Spirit. And the Lord is saying, go team up with Harry, revive the covenants you once made with him. We will do it, the two of us in here. The devil fears what you were supposed to have received and is using time delay. He knows you will finally receive what you came for in this fellowship. Because the fellowship was established upon the Word and upon Christ. Everybody, people are just grumbling, complaining, murmuring, questions, this and that. The Lord is saying, go back. I don't know which days are you going to give me, and I'm going to give you some days at Mangueng. Not on Sunday. I don't want the Sunday one. I want the elite one. We must arrange that, and people must be taken out of arguments. I see people into arguments, silly debates, many questions. The devil wants to delay what it's prophesied. And the only quickest way to delay it is to fill up people with a lot of things. Yes. The devil will always introduce the flesh because he fears the Spirit. One of the signs is this. People you never thought you'll pray for healing, will come to you sick, and they won't ask you for healing. You'll ask to pray for them, and there will be testimonies. Yes. Stolen hands in here, because we use the similar anointing, we use the similar pulpit, stolen anointing. And I saw this pulpit with chains. It shows that in the realm of the Spirit, the pulpit got stolen. And I later saw a white church of a young man who is a witch flowing in your dimension. They stole it here. And the church is located in Johannesburg. There's a lot going on. Some people were sent here to steal the fellowship and leave undetected. They did that. It has nothing to do with Harry. It has everything to do with the integrity of the fellowship. This is what is going to happen. The Lord is going to restore order, and the Word will be exciting like never before. You know, we used to have excitement of the Word at Bolivia Lodge. It was just something else when God started this thing. And the prophecies, you recall when we said, the Lord gave a prophecy that when Benihin comes to Polokwane, this and this and this and that will happen. And it looked like it's a joke, and Benihin did came to Polokwane. Harry invited me. Must I go? He said, no, we don't go there. He's coming here to present himself to the altar
of Polokwane, which has started with Kheri, and then after that will respond in the realm of the spirit. There's a lot the devil fears. You people, you don't have problem with each other. You've got a problem with a blessing you don't even know. A blessing attracts enemies. And it invites the devil to manifest differently.
This is that grace. This is that grace. You know, I feel, come my brother. Yes. He looked like Sean Pollock. What are you doing? At work?
Work at the nursery.
Huh? You've been yearning for the flow and the move of the spirit. You've been yearning for the weight. You're going to see the weight like never before. Some people left this church. Some people left this church. And they were dislocated by the devil to go to wrong places, where they will not get the impartation. Yes. What's your wife? Come. Hold it tight. Nambria Sovazondolo. I decree a benediction in this family. These are your sons. Your sons in Christ. They're gonna grow to see something and they're gonna be part of what the Lord is doing. I see there are people that were pushed by the devil to leave the church. Pushed by the devil himself, go out of this church. Go and join that church. Kheri, no. The devil was doing that to many. You know why? He is afraid of the prophecy. We must sit down and update the prophecy. You're going to see healing hands. You will teach the word differently. The Lord will be formed in you. God bless you. There are people, you know, when the devil operates, he confuses a fellowship, number one. After that, he takes out people to other churches. And when they reach there, they will be barren. Because the impartation is here. The impartation is here. Let me share this with you. I'm 25 years in full time in the ministry. This is what I know. This kind of confusion is necessary. It's a stage in every church. We call it the sifting stage. When it happens to Peter, Christ said, I saw the devil sifting you and I prayed for you. Don't be moved. It's a stage. There's in no way the Lord will allow you to be condoned from the stage. The only dangerous part about this stage is when people are being scattered to wrong fellowships. They miss impartation. It can take one service of 30 minutes for God to change everyone. And many will have left. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? It takes only one service for God to align things. God knows the timing in this. We are still on the exact time, but there's noise. There's too much. You guys are here. And your tongues are disruptive. Receive the grace. Come. What's his name?
Peter.
Peter who? Nabria Savozandra Mastolovozandra Mastolovozandra. In a short space of time, it's going to flow in power. It's going to flow in power, move in power. Naravazokotolokovriasandravazandra. Many of this time, some left, some are no longer coming, some are scattered, some the devil took them to wrong provinces. I see them in the spirit. The devil took them out of Polokwane.
You know, we want to know the meaning of Polokwane. It's a burial place. It's a burial place where, you know, outcasts or people who are sick of infectious disease were taken here to wait for their death. From Bagoni Malapa, from our traditional villages. You know, Polokwane appears in the Bible as the valley of dry bones. In the prophetic, Polokwane is the valley of dry bones, and dry bones will live again. You want to know why? Are you making noise against each other? The Bible says when bones came together, there was a huge noise, rattling noise. That's where you are. Receive that grace. It's not all bad. You got to understand stages in a church. You are talking, this one, look at it, look at it, look at it. You see, you're talking like that. You're talking like that. Look at those ones. These ones are no longer coming to church. We heard they went to this and this and that. The way Harry's handling things, it's the rattling. It must not confuse you. Receive that grace. Receive that grace. When I say receive that grace, do like shoo, like you're holding a thing. Who's that one? Come. How old are you? Have you written your examination?
Not yet.
What are you doing?
I'm studying education.
Degree?
Yes.
All right. Lach lachabo shaka mosh de la vash de la vosh. Ravujata ravoshte. God is going to grant you your request of knowing Him. She just wants to flow and know the Lord. And she's noisy about it. She's noisy about it. That's where you are. There's too much yara yara in this church. You got to understand the yara yara is before the great revival. Arrange, I'll come back again. I want to adopt this one and we take out the spirit, because the spirit of noise leaves the church through teaching. Once you say, let's solve things will be more exaggerated. It needs, let there be light, the weight, and it will disappear. Men like this, stand up. You'll have this gift of faith, like you will transplant bones, like you. Do they know this testimony of how Etienne rose from the dead? Have you shared to them? You must tell them one day. We made a covenant of protection with him. He died how many times? When he died in the hospital, how many times did he die? Three times. He died and raised, died, resurrected. 18 bloom. Covenant of protection. This is the man who's going to operate in the dimension of faith. Dimension of faith. Scary miracles will take place as Christ, who's formed, do things naturally. These are the people who must be preserved from many talks, cliques, clubs, cabals in churches. Groupings, groups in church destroys a good thing of the Lord. You see, his beard looks like those of the disciples of Jesus Christ. And he's going to manifest that kind of power. He's going to manifest the gift of faith. The gift of faith. The gift of faith. The gift. Whatever he set his eyes on, including in business, in finance, it shall come to pass. Many people, you know, talking too much, disrupt the giftings and the gift of the Holy Spirit. You will see. There are many people who are overweight. You'll pray for them, they'll lose weight without exercising. Because his tongue will execute a faith that can even cast cellulite.
You'll see it. You'll see it. He's going to do it. Why are you talking too much? Why are you having clubs and cabals in this church? The devil fears this. He fears all of you. You are not few. You're a good study group. When we come back again, the word will be taught. Come. Yes. He grew up full of wisdom. Highly intelligent. He's a very intelligent, smart man. You know, and his intelligence, his IQ will shift to the word. And he's going to be a very dangerous man for the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
Dangerous man. His IQ is not that normal. Naturally. And he was always on the wrong side because people did not understand him, who he was. The grace is going to be uncommon in your life. And there are many concepts you studied and left them because you did not know it was the Lord who wanted you to do those concepts. They'll come to fruition. Grace. He's in the wrong place right now. He's in the wrong place of work. He's going to find himself and do things better, better, powerful, outstanding. Done. There's a lot that's going to happen. And let me hold it right here. There's a lot. Father, in the name of Jesus, we silence all the noise. The bones must come together. We silence the riddle of noises in this place. We destroy groups, cliques, and labs that disrupt the fellowship of the brethren. A prayer of our heart is Christ to be formed. Amen. Is there anybody who can blow a shofar? Stand up if you can blow a shofar. Bring it. Bring a shofar. I want you to pronounce, to come and pronounce before the presence of the Lord a new season for the church. We don't pronounce it through prophecy. We pronounce it through a shofar. A season of the formation of the Lord in us and moving in power. You're going to blow it 7 times because Christ opened 7 seals. Come and stand right here and do it. Namo Shabu Bubush. For the first time, the last time you're going to give it the long tone is the one that calls people. Now listen to me. People don't come to church because you invited them. People come to the church because they heard the sound of a shofar. Even when Christ calls us, it's not going to say, "Hey, yeah!" No, he's going to blow a trumpet. He's not going to say, "Hey, Yala, call me so." And I said, "Have you heard him?" No, he's not going to say that. He's just going to blow what? A trumpet during the Feast of Trumpets. One other thing, we are going to celebrate all the feasts like we used to at Bolivia. He's going to blow it and we'll go to heaven. Now, attendance. It's people are blocked by Satan not to come to church. Some are given commitments. Some are given reasons. Some are disgruntled. Some are discouraged about the church. When you blow a shofar, their spirit man hears. And a shofar must be blown in the church. If you cannot blow it properly, record it on YouTube, what do you call it? YouTube, look for Shofar Sound. And even at your home, 12 midnight before you pray, just connect to the sound system, go, 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 and then give it the full blast of a shofar. Even thieves will disappear. Crime will go down. Because a shofar summons the kingdom of heaven to come. Even angels to come. Blow it. One long. It's a proclamation of people coming to save us. You'll see the tendency changing. Every time after church service, invite him to blow it. And have a recorded one blowing it in church. It's about time we know how to function. People are arrested not to come to church. Some are exchanged for other church fellowships, but no one can resist the power of a shofar. It obliterated walls of Jericho. People are warned not to come to church. Blow it. Blow it. And the fellowship is going to be exciting and nice. Who? Yes, Kevin had a revelation from Bolivia. He's been blowing it in our church. And we used to have people a fool even outside. And many people did not know what brought people to church. It was Kevin blowing a shofar. You must have a shofar moment where he stands here and blow it, because it pronounces the season of the word. Instead of praying like, and here, how do they pray before the predicant preach? Yes! And the predicant will... Right? Now listen, that moment of 2-5 minutes... Give somebody a shofar, they blow. You can even get 5 men standing to blow shofar. And then you get the YouTube one. Just turn on your cell phone. Turn on. I want to show you something. There are thieves, there are criminals or criminal acts that cannot happen in your house. Because you blew a shofar and summoned angels to confuse your enemies. You know what causes the crime rate? In farm killings, absence of the presence of the Lord. And even prayerful people are being killed. You know why? God is not invited even if he's there. Learn the art of inviting. When I go to crusades, he knows. I don't do these placards. A man of God is coming to your village. A man of God this, a man of God. I don't do that. I look for a high hill. From the highest hill, a small sound system, I connect my cell phone to the shofar. It blows from the high hill. And after that, I go to that village to preach. 7 people will come, but 700 later. The next thing, the tent will have to collapse because there's no space. Caesar bought me a tent. We fill it outside without inviting people on Facebook or adverts. Shofar. You can sing all those songs, but it's incomplete if you do not blow a shofar. Because when you blow a shofar, Christ rises to say, are you calling me? Let's go to the restaurant. If they don't attend to you, don't they have a bell? When you press that bell, what do they do? Yes. Yes. The boring part of this fellowship is this. You forgot the art of fellowship. Recognize the shofar and blow it. Where's the kusha salt? Do you still have kusha salt? Where is it? Give me. Give me. Who's cleaning in this church? Huh? You are the cleaner. Now, prophetically, when Jesus said, "For we are the salt of the earth," you want to know salt? What does it mean? It's a Latin word for sal. And then the Roman soldiers, when they went to war, their salary was sold in a bag because it was equivalent to gold in price. And then from sal, sold salary. Now listen, the salt of the earth is all over this place. The fellowship will be salty, and you will enjoy the presence of the Lord. It's an apostolic prophetic church, listen. Yes, enjoy the fellowship, get out of those cliques, clubs, and cabals. Is the devil keeping you busy? And blow it. You will hear people less concerned about what the devil is doing, what people are saying, and they'll be more worried about the flow. Even the weight must be released. We release the weight, the pulpit. The devil stole the pulpit of this church. We used to eat nice food here. When are you inviting me? Huh? When are you inviting me? Nice cakes in here. I called the other day, I was very angry because I was on fasting. And they cooked nice food. What's inside here? Nachma. Anointing oils. We release the pulpit. Let me tell you something. Immediately after you blow that shofar, the whole world will listen. The spirit world will listen. It smells nice, this. It smells better than my perfume. Father, we release this pulpit. We release the pulpit. We reverse an exchange of this pulpit. No one will steal this again. There are very naughty men of God who appear on TV like they are great preachers of the word. They stole a lot of churches' anointing. They are not from the synagogue of the Lord. They are count to the synagogue of the devil. They are chasing fame. We are not people of fame. Our passion is for you to know Him and the power of His might. God bless you. Tonight, you forgot to invite angels. I'm teaching you again. Come and stand here. Invite angels to have a meeting about this church. And then the item of the meeting must be all church members who are here, even those who are not yet born again, that they must start coming. And they are going to fill up this church. Holy Spirit is going to rise, and the meeting will adjourn. Invite them. We are no longer closing the service in the word of prayer. We are asking the wife of Friki to close the church in the word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this service. No, we don't do that anymore. After we leave, angels must come. Another service, please. Invite them. About the state of the church and where everyone is going to. They are going to discuss about premature death cases, upcoming sicknesses and diseases amongst the members of this church, challenges coming their way, car accidents, killings, and all those things. And Holy Spirit will present that they must be reversed. That meeting is going to end after 3 a.m. tonight in here. And then after that, they are going to open up the gates, destroy every demonic power that controls this. And then after that, they will know who's who. All members that are supposed to be here, Holy Spirit will reveal them all, including those who are not yet born again. And they will have a discussion on how they must come back. God bless you. Enjoy. God bless you. Good night.